Auburn basketball's 2024-2025 SEC opponents have just dropped on a Monday, and we had to have a little bit of an emergency episode of the Auburn Daily Show to talk about this. So, guys, it's just Alex. I'm here solo today. We had to get this fired up really fast. Andrew was busy doing some coverage on this with Kentucky because obviously this is big news for everybody. So, guys, hope y'all don't mind. It is just me today. But we're going to talk about this schedule and kind of what we think it might mean for Auburn looking forward and some of the changes that this had compared to other schedule drops. So the question here that folks might be kind of wondering is like, oh, well, it's an SEC schedule drop, or not even the schedule, just opponent drop. Like, yeah, that's big news, but for the most part, it's not a whole lot of flavor there. Why we talk about, well, with the addition of Texas and Oklahoma, there is a little bit more factors going in here, and we're just going to see exactly how that was going to affect the SEC schedule as a whole, not only basketball but all sports. And with, you know, football, when they did it, it was like a, ooh, who's it going to be. And with basketball, we kind of have a similar situation, and I think it's gonna be an interesting conversation with all sports across the board, not only just regular seasons but also postseasons. And to my knowledge, I do not know, and we'll probably get more information about what this could mean for the basketball tournament in Nashville, with what are they going to do with buys? They can have another round, they can have like a play-in game, or is it only going to be the top 14, bottom two are out? We don't know. I mean, baseball, I think, really has a similar conversation there as well. So it does add a little bit more excitement to these conversations, but generally speaking here, looking at the schedule, guys, I apologize. The allergies today, it's rough. It's been rough for a while. We're all going through that. So if I'm clearing my throat a lot, I'm fighting through it, the good fight. You keep Alabama, Ole Miss, and Georgia as your locked home and home opponents. So play home at Alabama. Auburn plays Alabama at home, and they play Alabama away. They play Ole Miss at home. They play Ole Miss away. They play Georgia at home. They play Georgia away. So that's your normal three locks that have pretty much been there. And then you would always rotate two other schools in there as well with your normal 18 game schedule that you do like a home and home with through the season. And last year's, it was Mississippi State and Vanderbilt, which that's not a bad draw you won. That's kind of why did help Auburn sweep a lot of those teams now, and Georgia having a little bit of a down year as well. So you kept your three locks, but rather than rotate those other ones out to squeeze those games into 18, instead of alternating with another school, like a, maybe a Missouri or a South Carolina or Arkansas or Florida, whoever was up next, it was just going to be Texas and Oklahoma on there. Just one at home and one away. So just like football, Oklahoma is coming to Auburn, and Auburn is going to go to Texas. So that is going to be how the draw is done. Now, I'm going to go over the whole schedule with everybody here. Guys, I apologize for the throat clearing. The allergy is killing me today. So as I mentioned, home, we got Alabama, Ole Miss, Georgia. Kind of know those are coming. You got Arkansas coming back, Florida, Mississippi State, Missouri, Oklahoma, and Tennessee. Now, me personally, looking at those home games, I am circling that Tennessee game. Looking forward to having them in the jungle. I think that one is going to be lit. I think there's got to be some revenge game because Auburn played a really strong game against Tennessee. No Dalton Kinect, the score like 39 points, like shooting logo threes, like double covered again. That was just like, that was painful. Auburn played a heck of a game. I mean, even though it was a loss, I mean, that was by far Auburn's best loss just from a performance and statistics standpoint. Also, just coincided with the fact that that was one of Dalton Kinect's best games of the season. I think that was one of his, like, he had, I think, two other games where he just shot, like, freaking bananas like that and got in the high 30s by himself. So, he's really good. And, I'm not going to miss playing against him. You're always going to look at that Oklahoma game just because it's the new – you want to beat up on the new guy in the conference. Now, Oklahoma and Texas didn't do great in the Big 12 last year. I looked it up a few episodes ago, but I want to say they were kind of middle of the pack, around 50%. I mean, neither of them really made a splash. But these are teams that can be and have been good at basketball in recent history. With the SEC hype coming along, you can't ever really count them out as being – just gimme games in the future. I have not paid too much attention. As we get closer to season, you know, we'll do like team by team, like outlooks and see who guys got. Cause with, you know, portals and this and that, I don't exactly, it can change so quickly. So that's not really what this episode is going to be about. It's like breaking down the teams per se. It's just, we haven't all the rosters are not necessarily built yet. So I think it's a little too premature to be doing that. But you got to feel pretty good about that one. And then Arkansas at home, that's going to be a nice draw just because you got Cal coming back. You're always going to have a revenge game against Cal at home. Obviously, that roster is still in a total just reset mode. That is going to be one that is going to be just absolutely freaking electric. So looking forward to that one. And then, you know, everything else, you know, Alabama is going to be exciting. That kind of new little like rivalry, you know, you got kind of Chris Beard there, the Flan situation. So it makes the Ole Miss game fun. Georgia's Georgia, Florida is going to be Florida. And I think after the SEC championship last year, you're going to have a little bit of spice with that Florida game. So moral of the story there on the home half of this schedule, it's going to be a pretty exciting matchup for some home games. I mean, I think all of these have a storyline that's going to be fun to see. And even with Mississippi State, I mean, you still had a game. You had a really tight game with them in the tournament. They played really physical basketball. And last year they matched up pretty well with Auburn. They were the only team to hold Auburn to a single digit win last year out of 20 something wins. It's pretty good on state. Now, away games, of course, you have Alabama, Georgia, and Ole Miss. Just same thing as the three previous, just on the road. So nothing to really say there. Those will always be exactly what they are. I mean, naturally, Alabama's going to be Alabama, so that's going to be your most exciting as far as just the rivalry aspect of that. Your next one, of course, is going to be naturally Kentucky. This is another revenge game, so we already kind of addressed the Cal half of the revenge game with Arkansas. Now you got the Kentucky part in Rupp. Obviously, Auburn, not a whole lot of winning in Rupp historically, so that is one where you really want to go and maybe kick Kentucky while they're down a little bit, see if Pope doesn't quite have things going there. Now, obviously, with the schedule, we don't have the dates yet, so we don't know when these will be played out and what order, and that can obviously be a huge factor. Going into that, Auburn was one of the last teams to get a break during the season last season, so these can all be things at play. We just don't know the dates yet. But we still know who they're going to be playing and where, and it's going to be pretty exciting stuff. So pretty much chalk, which is, like I said, the addition of Texas and Oklahoma. Of course, you go to Texas to play an away game. That'll be really cool, and it'll be really fun to see if Auburn can, like, travel to some of these games. Going to Austin to play theirs, that's going to be a pretty fun game. I mean, that feels like a really big, like, you know, early preseason, or I guess I say preseason, a pre-conference game, go away at Texas, or one of those, you know, mid-conference matchup deals, but it's just right there in regular schedule. So that'd be a fun one, just as a trip that Auburn folks have not made a lot. I don't have the historical matchups of if Auburn has played there or not. Had to turn this episode around really quick. So if anybody knows that, you know, comment on it. What is Auburn's history with Texas as far as playing basketball at Texas? A&M, I mean, Buzz is Buzz. You never know how that can go. Actually, you know, that's my one thing that has changed this past season. Buzz Williams has grown on me. I got a little soft spot for Buzz Williams. Vanderbilt's going to be Vanderbilt. Just knowing that Jerry Kill's on that campus as an analyst just makes that one more. Even though it's not that same sport, just knowing that maybe he is there or hearing about it getting beat by Auburn. I don't even know if I have a rivalry with Vanderbilt anymore. It's just Jerry Kill. And if you know, you know. Then, of course, LSU. And Auburn has been fortunate. I mean, LSU with Will Wade was really cooking before all the incidents, plural, happened. And LSU is one that I wouldn't be surprised if they just come out of nowhere. They have Murray State's former coach. They could be a good ball. I mean, LSU's LSU. I don't know exactly where they are as sort of like in the process of paying their penance for all the trouble they got in. But LSU's one that you always they could sneak up on you and be good because they were on a roll there for a while. And they were a thorn in Auburn's side for the past few years. There were a lot of those LSU games that Auburn would drop some really tough ones. So that was always a really physical thing of basketball. But fortunately, since that situation has gone Auburn's way, but you look at these away games in the SEC and no away game is a gimme. Now, South Carolina, I think you're going to have a similar deal there. They're going to be playing for revenge because Auburn got South Carolina a few times last year. And South Carolina had a lot of hype. They're definitely believing in themselves. So that's another one where how is South Carolina going to play with that in mind? What Auburn did to them in Auburn, and then, of course, you know what Auburn did to them in the tournament. So I think you're going to circle probably your easiest away game there is Vanderbilt as of right now. Your hardest is probably going to be your Alabama or Kentucky, just naturally due to the nature of just playing in those environments. Now, a lot of those games could kind of be mid-tier SEC schools. So as of right now, so it's going to be like really determinable on who takes the next step or who keeps riding their momentum. So we don't exactly know with a lot of them, but you're going to expect it with just being SEC basketball. Some of those teams are going to be a little bit better than they were last year. Some might be a little bit worse, but we don't know exactly how that cookie crumbles. Now, jumping back to the home games here, I think your toughest home opponent is probably going to be, you got to say maybe either Alabama or Tennessee. And I think it's, I don't think you can rule out Arkansas or Florida there. We don't know exactly. I mean, Todd Golden's a heck of a coach. Like I said, I haven't seen exactly what their roster's doing year over year. Alabama's brought some guys in. We don't exactly know what their roster's going to look like either. And then obviously with Arkansas and Cal still just completely rebuilding, you can't ever rule out if there's big money guys up in Fayetteville back in Cal. I mean, they could get some guys in there. So it'll be kind of interesting to see how it looks at the top. Probably easiest away game. I mean, you want to say Missouri just from how they were last year, but you never know how some of these other, you never know. Maybe they're going to be hungry to get back at it and some other team completely falls off. That's kind of the beauty of basketball. It's the beauty and the beast of the portal of how quickly it can turn around. So that is kind of what we're looking at here for the 2024-2025 schedule breakdown. Guys, I got a little bit of energy on a Monday right now. Normally Monday's a tough day. Got the blues. It's the week. Why? You may ask that I've got so much energy. Why that I'm in such a good mood? Well, that is because I had my Plains coffee today. Not a big coffee drinker, but you know what? Plains coffee, it's because I don't like bad coffee. And there's a lot of bad coffee out there. Plains coffee is good coffee. Freshly ground coffee, high quality coffee. And guys, you can taste the difference. You don't have to be a coffee savant to taste the difference. Just normal old taste buds can say, wow, this is actually good roast versus like this is burnt and stale. It's easy to tell. Well, Plains coffee stays on the high quality of that end with that fresh stuff shipped right to you. Get it right in your mailbox, your porch, wherever your delivery drops off, at home, work, wherever it needs to be. And why I got that energy and why I'm in a good mood? Well, it's because I was sipping my Plains coffee on the way to the Opelika Rage Room where I want to go break some stuff. Mood, energy, increased by tenfold because I was fueled by my Plains coffee. Got to blow some steam in the Rage Room. So guys, make sure to check out Plains coffee at the website right here below, plainscoffee.com. Use that promo code Auburn for 10% off. Guys, if you do want to drink your Plains coffee on the way to the Rage Room, open like a Rage Room with all the second location in Birmingham Rage Room. That's where you can go to break all your stuff, have lots of fun, get your rage, get your pent up stress from the week out, whatever it needs to be. They get you a whole big old spread of stuff on the table. You can break it with bats and hammers. You get plates, windshields, printers, all sorts of stuff, bottles, and just smash it, throw it, whatever. Tons of fun. Well, thank them for sponsoring the show. Make sure if you do go check out your location, tell them, hey, heard about this on Auburn Daily Show. They will hook you up with an extra bin of some items on the house for doing that. So I want to thank them, as always, for sponsoring the show. And just to conclude this schedule chit-chat here, as I mentioned, we don't know the dates, don't know all the pre-conference stuff. We don't know exactly how this is going to work out with the tournaments in Nashville. But it's really just too soon to say how favorable or not the schedule is. I will say if you just line up all things total, I think that the home schedule is tougher than the away schedule, which is good. If you want to play your harder games at home, you got a better chance of beating them. And really just what it's going to boil down to is where these other teams, I mean, you can look at it in the paper and the surface, but it's really going to boil down to where these other teams do in the net. It's all going to be about that net ranking. And obviously Auburn struggled with getting some quad one wins last year. They didn't have any bad losses, but they didn't get a whole bunch of wins. And that's really where the meat and potatoes of where you end up in March is done. Why this is so important too, obviously the way this roster is matching up with how senior loaded it's going to be this upcoming year. Course, the news, Janai coming back. I mean, this is really a year where Auburn can and should and just got to make a run here. Because after that, you really are looking at, with portal and everything, some type of rebuild. Just because you're not going to have a lot of guys come back. With the exception of if they do grab two guys in the portal that do have that are younger guys that can kind of get lesser minutes and develop and then be the up and comers, which would be awesome. That is like the best case scenario. But Auburn is almost cursed with the fact that the roster is in such a good place right now. You have to extra sell the fact of, hey, you got to come in here, but you got all these guys that are really, really good and experienced that have played, and kind of hurts the playing time a little bit. So you don't want to waste the scholarship on a guy that you know you're going to process out next year for depth. But you also know that you don't want to scare off a really good player by knowing there's not going to be a lot of playing time to get. So that's definitely a tough dilemma. And they have obviously had a lot of interest in some really good high caliber guys, but have been kind of jumping other schools in the last minute. And I really just do think of the fact that with how loaded this roster is, I mean, it's a tough prospect. If you're trying to jump up and you know that, yes, this is a place I could play and this and that, but would I be getting as many minutes as I could be getting somewhere else? And with guys in the portal, with eligibility being a very scarce commodity, they got some tough decisions to make. So we obviously hope that the coaching staff can keep doing their thing and get some really solid guys in there. But I think as of right now, the schedule does shake out pretty well for Auburn. I think net and everything to the side, you got these good statement wins you can get. I mean, if you can beat, I just, God willing, if you can go undefeated at home, that'll be huge. Even if you drop one game, so let's just look at your top games you're going to have at home. Alabama, Arkansas, Florida, Oklahoma, and Tennessee. And I'm including Oklahoma in there just from they're new to the conference. Not necessarily that they're on the same skill level as these other teams as of right now, but it's just, that's going to have like even if it's like a lower win, it's going to have a little bit of bonus points because like, ooh, we, you know, new to the SEC, beat you, haha. And as much as I hate to say it, I mean, that's going to be storyline because there's all this hype about them coming to the SEC. And, you know, if you can be the team that bullies them, just a little, like I said, a little bit extra brownie points here. But if you look at those five and if you win four of those, that's going to be, you still got a good bit of statement wins there. And like I already mentioned earlier, the teams that you play away, I mean, if you can beat, I mean, if you beat any of Alabama, Texas, or Kentucky, I mean, those are all going to be really good. And I'll even throw A&M in there just because Buzz can have some tenacious games. And they played Auburn tougher than the score looked. I mean, A&M, and it stinks because I think Buzz is like a lot better coach than his record at A&M really shows. And I think that just goes to show just how good the SEC has been recently. And, you know, but you never know what can happen. I mean, with Chris Beard at Ole Miss, he's a good coach too. Mike White might have something cooking at Georgia. So it's going to be quite a year for Auburn. We'll see exactly what they're going to shake out with, what they're going to have going with the schedule before that, with the dates and everything. Of course, they got the big tournament before the conference starts with some pretty big names in there. So it's going to be an exciting basketball season. It's kind of fun to be talking about it in mid-May. But that's going to be the shakeout. We'll see later on when the dates drop of the order of all this, which, like I said, can play a really big factor in to see, you know, is there going to be like a murderer's row point in there where where they get the breaks, so, you know, how these games stack against each other, because that can really play a big factor in that. And of course, what Auburn finishes up doing in the portal and what these other teams finish up doing in the portal. And then, are there going to be any Cinderellas? Are there going to be any bust out of some of these teams in the SEC? And you can always expect that with, like I said, some of those teams in the middle. You might have one that kind of rises up out of nowhere. You're like, oh, okay. And then you might have one that had a little bit more hype that sort of flops. And I think South Carolina was definitely that team last year that got really hot and people were kind of like, whoa, didn't see that one coming. You can even kind of make a similar argument to Ole Miss. Now, they did end up fizzling out, but when Auburn played them, they were kind of on that hot streak there. So that makes basketball fun, and we'll see exactly how those dates go. So, guys, that's going to wrap up this episode here. That is going to be your 2024-2025 Auburn basketball SEC opponent breakdown so far as it's released. Looking forward to the season. I want to thank all you guys for listening, watching, checking out the show, to be on YouTube or podcast. That you can find us. And of course, check out auburndaily.com and on their socials for all the great stuff that this staff is just churning out here. They got lots of really good stuff coming. So make sure to check out what they got going on, support them, all that. I want to thank you guys all for tuning in. We will be back at you tomorrow. Charlie 5 will be on the mic dropping the good stuff then. So make sure to check him out. See you guys next time.